بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وآله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهداه، أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Last time we met, we did not have enough time to go through this great hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, which is hadith number 195. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As said that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was informed that I pray, or that I said, I will pray all night and fast all day as long as I live. And the Prophet came to me alayhi salatu wasalam and asked me, did you say that? And I said, yes, may Allah make my mother and father ransom for you. So the Prophet said alayhi salatu wasalam, that this is something that you will not be able to tolerate. You cannot do this, meaning he knows that by nature, people will give up after a while. So the Prophet ﷺ told him, don't do this. Sleep and pray, fast and break your fast. And then he directed him to the best of fasting and he said, fast 3 days every month. Why? Because one good deed is multiplied by 10. So this is 30 days. If you fast 3 days every month, this means as if you fasted a whole month, and this is for the whole year, as if you fasted for the entire year. Abdullah ibn Amr, as a person who tastes and knows the beauty of worshiping Allah, said, I can do more than that. It could have been easy for him to say, okay, jazakallah khair, khalas. Yet he's not doing it so that he would not be blamed. He's doing it because he loves Allah. He wants to do as much as possible to get closer to Allah. And this is the difference between us and them. We do forms of worship so that we are not punished, not so that we are closer to Allah. We want to do the basics. And that is why people come to me and say, Shaykh, what's the ruling on so-and-so? And I say, haram. They always say the same thing. Is it haram or makruh? No, it's haram. It's haram, haram, or, you know, a little bit small haram. What is this? Are you choosing what you want from the grocery shop? Are you buying fruits and vegetables? I want big or small. You are sinning. Akhi, assume it's not a sin. You are doing something that is makruh, meaning that Allah dislikes it. How dare you do something Allah dislikes? So our problem is that we are not interested in getting closer to Allah. Our problem is that we just want to be on the bottom. And that's why a lot of the ignorant people say in Arabia, I don't know if they say it here as well, when we say, or when they ask Allah to enter Jannah, or if you tell them, may Allah make you and I in Jannah, he said, I am satisfied if they put me next to the doorsteps near the shoes in Jannah. I don't want to be in paradise. I just want to be at the lowest level of Jannah. And this is wrong. The Prophet says, alayhi salam, if you ask Allah, ask him for paradise, for al-firdaus, because it is the highest of Jannah and the middle of Jannah. And don't ask for the middle or for the lowest part, ask for the top. Likewise, if a schoolboy is studying for his exams, what is your target, my son? If he tells me my target is 100%, then I will tell you he will get 95, maybe 91. But definitely he will get a very good grade. And depends on his ability. If someone tells me I'd like to get the passing grade, I know that he will fail. Whoever wants the passing grade will fail. Because the more you shoot up, then if it's a little bit down, you're still up. But if you shoot to the limit, you will fail. So likewise, we always shoot for the passing grade, which means we are in very dangerous grounds. Abdullah ibn Amr tasted the beauty of worshiping Allah. So he said, Prophet of Allah, 3 days a month? Sorry, I can do more. So the Prophet told him, in this case, fast 1 day and skip 2 days. meaning you fast one third of the month, 10 days every month. Still saying that this is too little, I can do more. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told him, fast one day and skip one day. This is the fasting of Prophet Dawood, my brother, the Prophet Dawood, and it's the best of fasting. Still, he wants to do more. And the Prophet told him that there isn't any more. There isn't any better than the fasting of Dawood, meaning if you do more, you're sinful. Also, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told him that there isn't better than that. And we have some narrations from the companions that some of them used to fast the whole year, like Abdullah ibn Zubair, like other companions. So how can we balance? Some scholars say we can't balance. The Prophet saying alayhi salatu wasalam is fixed, and this is what should be followed. Okay, how do we justify the doings of the companions, may Allah be pleased with them? Well, either they did not hear of this hadith, and this is very possible. We've stated before a lot of the times that not all of the companions knew about every single sunnah. Not all of them, to the extent that, for example, when Umar ibn Khattab went to Ash-Sham, when he was the Khalifa, they heard that there is a plague in one of the cities. And so they stopped. Some of the companions said, don't you fear Allah? What are you afraid of? Are you afraid of dying? So why did you go out in the first place? Wasn't it to go for jihad and die in the cause of Allah? So why are you afraid of the plague? Others said, no, we can't throw ourselves in harm's way. And they didn't know what to do until Abdurrahman ibn Auf, who was answering the call of nature somewhere far, and then he came. He said, what are you disputing over? And they told him that we don't know what to do. Then he said, by Allah, I'll tell you what to do. I heard the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam say, if you heard of a city where it has been in plague, there is plague in it, do not enter it. And if the plague comes into a city, you are in it, do not leave it. What do we call this nowadays? Quarantine. This is the quarantine that the Prophet instructed alayhi salam. Don't go in and no one goes out. You have to surround the city. This is the quarantine that must be implemented so that the plague does not spread out. And Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, and all of those who were with him did not hear the hadith before. And there are so many other similar situations. Now, regarding the companions who used to fast the whole year, scholars said that most probably they did not know about the hadith. The second justification would be that they knew the hadith and they knew this incident, but they felt that this was not for individuals, but rather for the whole ummah. However, individuals who were capable of fasting the whole year and were so strong to do this, they were exempted from following this hadith. Nevertheless, as for us, we stick with the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and we say it is not permissible at all for anyone to exceed fasting more than half of the year. So you have to fast one day and skip one day. You cannot fast more than that. Otherwise, you would be sinning and going against the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, what do we learn from this hadith? This hadith is extremely important for us because it teaches us how to worship Allah Azza wa Jal continuously, uninterruptedly. What do you mean? I'll tell you what I mean. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said that the most preferred deeds to Allah are those that are continuous, even if they're little. So Allah Azza wa Jal rewards you and He loves that you do something and maintain doing it, even if it's little. But if you do a lot for a short period of time and then fall weak and leave this good deed, then this is something that Allah Azza wa Jal does not approve of. The Prophet said in the authentic hadith, do not oblige yourselves except with the deeds you can do. Because Allah Azza wa Jal does not get fed up. So this is an instruction that you only accept and undertake what you can sustain and maintain for a long period of time. We have a short break, so stay tuned, and inshallah, we'll be right back.